Hi everyone. I thought we'll do a little chat today, a little bit of a podcast. So what we'll look at is John. We're going to look at being born again and judgment and life and condemnation and the word of God and the spirit and how all together that produces eternal life for the believer. We're just going to sort of chat today. I'm doing it a little bit different, but I've got a little bit here. So firstly, John 3:3, in the Greek, answered Jesus and he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if not anyone be born from above, not he is able to see the kingdom of God." And the word born there is I beget, I bring forth and I give birth to. It's conferring upon men the nature and the disposition of his son. So it's imparting to them spiritual life. That's what born again means. It means to have imparted to you spiritual life by his own holy power. So God does it by his own holy power, prompting and persuading souls to put faith in Christ. Okay, that's what it says. It's prompting and persuading souls to put faith in Christ and live a new life consecrated to him absolutely. So that's what born from above means. That you're consecrated to him absolutely and you've been persuaded and prompted by the holy power of God to live a new life. Now, John 5:2-4, I'm going to look at that. "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth, and those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. And I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." So here we see that it's those who have received Christ. I would argue that those who have received Christ but have not received forgiveness out of a failure to truly be repentive for their past sin, they are the ones that are resurrected into condemnation for the evil that they lived. And when the word of the Lord is spoken, when the sword comes forth, and this is the anointed word, not just anybody's, you know, rattling off a Bible verse, it's the anointing. And I've said it before in different podcasts, it's those who have been judged already and have been approved by God. I've said that in a different podcast. So when that word of the Lord is spoken, its power divides life and death, darkness and light. And that causes life to be illuminated and evil or sin to be illuminated. Okay, they both are illuminated. So depending on where your soul is seated, it will determine your experience. And this division that happens before physical death It means the soul can repent if it chooses and receive forgiveness, healing, and the soul then can seat in life. And this makes that seat in life the eternal resting place. So this yields obedience. This experience yields obedience to the Father, causing a conversion from death to life, right? Or a translation, or it births you into life from death. And death is not obeying God's words. Any area, any time you're not obeying God's words, you're in death, right? That's and abiding in Him. So without, and it says in John 15:5, without me you can do nothing, okay? Because He's the vine. John 15:5. So what it's saying is that, well, we see in Joel that with the Spirit's poured out on all flesh. 2,000 years ago at Pentecost, the Spirit was poured out. And it's continuously poured out. And He says, you don't know when the Son of Man's coming, okay? He says, you don't know the hour. You don't know when the Son of Man's going to come. You don't know when the judgments will come. And the judgments are, as I've said before, it's a decision. It rules against light and darkness. It separates. That's what the word does. It's a power. If you can't understand, from a spiritual sense, if you're trying to understand things naturally, you can't understand it. You can't use theologies to always understand the things of the Spirit, because it's a spiritual law, so it just is. It's just the way it is. You have the power of life or the power of death. The power of sin is death, and it's just a power, a force. So you choose which one. Now the Spirit was poured out. It's poured out on all flesh, right? So it's always pushing, prompting and persuading souls to put their faith in Christ, okay? It's like it's always poking at you and prompting you to put your faith in Christ, to abide in Christ, to abide in the Word, to obey His words. It's on all flesh. Everybody can feel that because the Spirit's been poured out on all flesh. Okay, so it's over everybody. Now, the condition of your heart being soft or hard, and where you are how your heart condition is. I mean, there's some very evil people out there that are very greedy, and they do not feel it. They're not sensitive to the Spirit because their heart is full of evil and wickedness, and their hearts are set on materialistic things, their hearts are set on earthly things, their hearts are set on themselves constantly. Their hearts aren't for other people, their hearts aren't for humanity, their hearts are certainly not for God. Their hearts are for themselves and for other things. Okay, so there are people out there whose hearts are in those conditions, but God can bring anyone. It doesn't matter how evil they are, they can still be saved. Salvation's for everybody, and everything's forgiven. So it means it's no matter what anyone's done, there's forgiveness for all sin. But the Spirit is those whose heart are soft, those hearts who have compassion and care, are sensitive to the Spirit. Therefore, when the gospel comes forth, when the gospel's spoken, the anointed word comes forth, that Spirit has taken upon yourself, that Spirit is taken on your heart, if that Spirit is on you, That gospel will come forth, the gospel, the word of the Lord, the anointed word of God will come forth, and that spirit will testify with you. And you will hear the word. You will hear the truth. You will hear salvation. And you'll feel that in your spirit, and you will receive salvation because of it. Because your heart is wanting truth. Some people don't want truth. They want to be right. Or they want what there is in their heart to be right, okay? So you can receive salvation because you hear the word and it comes forth. The gospel comes forth. That's the law of the word. And it cuts and it separates and it divides. So anything inside of your body that isn't salvation, that isn't life, it separates light and darkness that's inside of you. Okay, so the only thing that's allowed to live inside of you is life. Everything else needs to be cut out, divided, separated, removed. Okay, so your life, your soul can be sanctified and purified into perfect holiness as is your Father in heaven. Okay, it's a hundredfold. It's a perfection of your soul, mind, heart. Everything is perfected inside of him because he is perfection. Okay, so this is an ongoing sanctification. It's an ongoing infilling of the Spirit. It's an ongoing purification of our souls. Okay, this is why he says don't let your hearts get hardened. Because when it first comes, you experience, you'll die. You die a spiritual death. But this is the thing. This happens while you're alive. This happens. This comes forth now so you can experience this now. Because death... I'll have a look. Let me just bring this up so we can talk about it in a bit. Death and Thanatos. It's a physical or spiritual death. It's a separation from the life, salvation of God forever. By dying without first experiencing death to self, to receive his gift of salvation. So the dying to self must happen in order for salvation to be fulfilled in your life. It's a complete dying to self. And what does that mean? It means absolutely living for God, completely abiding in his word, doing his words. And so this spirit is poured out on all flesh. The gospel comes forth and it's the anointed word and it cuts, it separates and it divides death and life inside of you. So the death can be removed. So you're never separated from God. You're completely one with him. There's no separation inside of your body. Because when there's life and death living together, they're warring against each other. There's a friction on your soul. There's a constant war. You're constantly tormented because death is tormented by the life. So any area of torment means there's still death there. There's still self there. Okay, but this is the thing about the gospel. We have this opportunity now in this lifetime to be able to die to self and live for Christ, which gives us an everlasting life, an eternal salvation, an eternal life. We get to do that now. In this body, this is your choice what you do with this life. Okay, because now you're alive, we have forgiveness of sin, it's available. Okay, you can experience this now, and then you get to choose if you want to go forth and receive the forgiveness or if you want to go hard and bitter and go the other way and reject it. Now, at least you have a choice, you have a choice to do this. This is the true gospel. You don't have a choice at the end of your life. I mean, if you're separated when you die, then you're separated. You can't go and get forgiveness if you're separated. You don't have a body to do that. This is now. There's no choice later. It's an eternal separation, which is what? An eternal condemnation. Because you're resurrected. Your spirit, you awaken. Your soul is aware. You're either become awakened now and aware of what's going on inside your body now, then choose life, then be sanctified, purified, then live for God absolutely. In all word and all deed, right? But then if that happens at the end of your life, where are you going? You're completely separated. But then you're awakened to what is the condition of your soul permanently, with no chance of forgiveness because it's not available to you because you can't access it. And this is why the gospel needs to be preached the right way. It hasn't been the word, and this is the difference. It's not being about preached the right way. It's about being preached with the being anointed to preach the gospel. The anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit, and this is it's a continuous death to self. It's a continuous choice every day to live for the gospel and not to live for self. It's a daily dying to yourself, because today I'm not going to do the things that I want to do. Today I'm doing the things that are in me, which is God, right? It's a continual living for the Holy Spirit inside of you. So salvation comes, and then it's a choice, death or life. Okay, so you die to self by being sanctified, and every time the gospel comes and it cuts and it divides and it separates, the quicker you let that death go, the quicker that you let that sin go, the quicker that you choose to live for Him, not just in words, actuality. Actually doing it. So every time the Spirit pours out, it feels like this is the Spirit. Every time the Spirit is poured out, it feels like wrath towards sin. It's punishment to disobedience, and it's refreshing to life. And that's what a strong drink does. The strong drink of the gospel. It's a strong drink. It's the anointed word, and it is strong, and it cuts, separates, and divides. That's what the Bible says. We have religion everywhere. And forget about the other religions. Their words don't do anything, but the word of the Lord does. But even the word that is being spoken now in Christianity is not cutting and separating and dividing. If it was, you would see it. It's a watered down drink, and it's not feeling like wrath towards sin or punishment. People are still in sin. They're still in disobedience. What's disobedience? Not obeying the words of God. Why? Because they can't hear them. Because they're full of sin. It hasn't been cut out of them. You can't get sin out for yourself. The word has to come and divide it, separate it, reveal it, and then you can leave it. But otherwise you're deceived, you don't know it's there. The word does it. That's a supernatural gospel. It's a supernatural power. That's the whole power of it. No other words can do it except the words of the Holy Spirit. So these words come forth, they cut out the sin. But if it's a watered down drink, which it means people are just speaking the Bible without the anointing, without the power of God, without the actual Holy Spirit, they haven't paid the price. They haven't been fully sanctified and purified. They haven't been anointed to do it. And there's plenty of them out there. They think you can't just go to Bible college and get a degree and preach the gospel because you feel like it. You can't just go and have a ministry because you think that's what you need to do. I mean, yes, I said everyone has a ministry. They do. But there's a process to get to it. You need to be sanctified. You need to go through the cutting. You need to go through the separating. You need to die to self. And then be resurrected into life. Choosing life every minute of the day. Choosing to obey His words every day. It's perfect obedience. So he said to me this morning, perfect obedience. It's about perfect obedience. You can't have the anointing unless it's perfect obedience. There's no half measure. There's not a little bit. Okay, because a little bit means there's still death there. A little bit means that you still haven't been renewed in your soul, haven't been renewed in your mind, you haven't been sanctified fully. Okay, so you're just being constant war. You don't know the word. You're still looking to people. You still have a covering over your head. You still don't feel adopted or accepted. You don't feel engrafted into the vine. You're still searching. You're still wandering. You're lost. You're still partaking in sin and death. Because it still has dominion in you. It still has authority in you, right? It's because you won't give it up. You have to give it up. You can't keep it. It's death. Eternally. Forever. There's no other way. This is it. It's two ways. It's not an easy gospel. It's hard. It's hard to hear it when you've got a lot of death inside of your spirit that you want, inside of your body that you still want to hold on to. It's the only time it's hard. It's easy once that's out. Once that stuff's out, it's easy. You're cruising. Because you're not fighting that stuff anymore. You're doing the right thing. You know, every area of your of death and sin that's inside of you, you've given it over. You've given it up. You've repented. You've made amends where you need to. Whatever the spirits have directed you to do, you've obeyed it to bring you into perfect life, to bring you into perfect sanctification and purification, right? So you can continuously be infilled with the Spirit so you can go from glory to glory. So you can continue to mature and grow, right? So this strong drink that comes, it does, it feels like wrath, and it is. It's wrath towards sin. And it punishes disobedience. It's punishment to disobedience because it's tormenting. It's life. Okay, when you pour life out on death, it's tormenting to death. You see these spirits sometimes when they're leaving bodies. These demonic entities when they're leaving people's bodies, you know. The agony that they endure trying to come off that soul. You know, it's like, because they've come into the soul so they can have life, so they can live in a body. Even though they don't experience life and love and emotion, they have a breath, right? They're breathing. They're not separated. Because the spirit is here. You're not separated. Your spirit is here. The spirit is here and everyone's breathing in the spirit. But take that demonic spirit, that off the soul. It's agony because they go straight into that damnation. And it's the same thing when your soul leaves your body. If it's not sanctified, if it's not purified and sealed off in the spirit. It needs to be sealed in the spirit. Okay. So this spirit's poured out and we still have breath and we're still able to breathe because it's life, right? He gives life. And it's prompting and persuading our soul to put our faith in Christ, okay, so we can have that new life and be absolutely consecrated and sealed off in His Spirit. So the Spirit then can take possession of the body and not just be from the outside, but can completely come and live right through us, billowing out of us and be living water through our bodies. But the watered down message, the watered down Bible teaching, the watered down words from the, you know, people are speaking, just the dead letter with no Holy Spirit life on it. It doesn't separate anything. It doesn't cut away any sin. It doesn't cut away any death inside of the spirit. And you can see those people, they're out there trying to, because they'll preach the word, but then they've got 100 other things that they're trying to do to try to convince you to believe that word. Right, they're trying to use their natural education, their natural understanding, their opinions. They're trying to give you all this evidence and to try to point you to why the words they're saying are true. Okay, that's not the spirit. The spirit does it. Okay, they've got no clue what spirituality is. They're not spiritual. They don't understand the gospel. They don't know God. They're cut off. They don't even understand. They're trying to preach the word and they're trying to get you to believe it by giving you all this evidence rather than the spirit coming in and just going, boom, hello. you know, making himself known to you, revealing to you. It's all done by the Spirit. You're blessed if you hear the Spirit. You're blessed if you can hear these words. You are so blessed. Even though it's hard, you're blessed because you have a chance to come in. You have a chance. You've been called. You've got a chance. There's the chance that you may very well come into adoption, completely adopted into the Father, into the vine. You have a chance for that. This is a choice that you get to make. People can't even hear the Spirit. I mean, you've got people out there who've got so much religion in them that they think they know, that they can't even hear the Spirit. But they think they've got all the answers because they search the Scriptures, right? Thinking in them they're going to find eternal life, but they cannot even hear the Spirit. They can't be cut, they can't be divided, they can't, because they're so hard on the exterior. Their hearts aren't soft for God. They don't love God. They love to be right. Big difference. Big difference. Okay, so this watered down drink that comes forth in the masqueraded as the gospel, it's not separating. And it's not cutting, and it's not dividing. All it does is it makes you feel a little bit okay about your sin. Or it makes you, gives you some tools to deal with life today or some of your circumstances, right? It's not a dividing word. And if it's not dividing now, then that means your faith, you'll be resurrected. You will awaken into eternal condemnation. It'll be permanent if you're not awakened now. Will you have the choice of condemnation or life? But most wake up into condemnation because they can't receive forgiveness, because nobody's convicted of their sin. Nobody, you know, we don't think it's too bad. I mean, you come to Christ and then you think, oh yeah, everything's forgiven, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not really repentive, you're not really sorry for it. I mean, you're sorry for some things, but it's not a deep work inside of your spirit and your soul. That can only come from the Spirit. Right, so you are blessed if you can hear these words. You are blessed if you can heed the word, and you're blessed if you can obey the word of God. You're absolutely blessed if you can go forth and actually do what it says to do. When you get some people out there just playing games with God. Some don't even know what the Holy Spirit is. They don't even know the difference what the drink is. They think they're just still immature. They can't shut up for 5 minutes and learn something. Alright. And then he says to his disciples of him that indeed the harvest is plentiful, but however the workmen are few. So he was showing me last night the Spirit goes out and it's, you know, poured out there onto everyone. But and some will receive the Spirit, some of their hearts will soften, they'll come to love, they'll understand, and when the anointed word comes forth, they'll receive it and then they inherit salvation. The issue is that there's too many with the watered down drink. Okay, so there's so many out there preaching this gospel that it's not the gospel at all. They're just preaching words. There's no drink in it. It's not actually cutting and it's not dividing. So the laborers are few. So there's many out there that their hearts are softened from the Spirit of God that's been poured out on all flesh. But there's no one's hearing the anointed word. So as they start to awaken, as they start to look for, they start to feel love, they start to look for answers and search for answers, where's the anointed word? I mean, they know it's not in the church. They're not hearing it there. They're not feeling it. There's no separation, there's no transformation, there's no sanctification, there's no purification. So they don't go there. So they're looking for it. So the word, where's the word? He's looking for laborers. Who are going to labor? Who are going to go the distance? Who are going to pay the price? Who are going to allow that Spirit to cut out of them every little bit of death, every little bit of sin, so they can be completely sanctified into His Spirit, sealed off and anointed to labor in the gospel, so they can harvest this plentiful harvest that's already done. It's there. It's just the people are just waiting to hear the real words, the true words that are actual life, where it will produce eternal life and not eternal condemnation. So that's it. We'll just leave it there for today. So be encouraged in the gospel. Be encouraged that every area of your life that's been cut out of you now, that is death and it's not of God, it's a good thing, because you can't have it in there. It's not of Him. You don't want that in there. Let that be burnt out of you. Let it go. And the next time the Son of Man comes around with His words, hopefully you don't have any more in there. Hopefully you've heeded the word. Hopefully you've obeyed His words. Hopefully you're laboring. If not, it'll be another round the mountain, round the mountain, round the mountain, if He doesn't kill you. If you actually have the chance, again, you never know. He says you never know when it's going to come, right? So while you have the chance, you choose life and you heed His words. This isn't about living for yourself, about the business you can have, or about where the area where you can live, about what you can do for yourself. This is literally life and death. So you get to choose. Anyway, God bless you guys. Have a good one. Catch you next time.